Yo, welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast. Today's Instant Reaction Pod brought to you by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. As always, celebrating 40 years right now in their locations in Ankeny and Stewart. If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, check our friends at Carl Chevrolet out and they will get you hooked up. Reacting to Iowa State's 81-67 loss to the Baylor Bears in Waco tonight. Bob Huggins talked after Iowa State's win over West Virginia on Wednesday about how some nights you make shots, some nights you don't. And on that night, the Cyclones were making shots. And like I said on the Instant Reaction Podcast when I was at Hilton Coliseum, when that Iowa State team shows up, they give themselves an opportunity to win against basically any team in college basketball. But when they show up and play like the way they did tonight and shoot just 34% from the field, went 9 of 20 from behind the three-point line, and according to the Des Moines Register's Randy Peterson, who just tweeted now, Iowa State was 14 for 47 from two-point range in this loss to the Bears. And when you put up a number like that, you're not going to win too many games, especially when you consider the fact that the Bears shot 50% from the floor, even though they went only 2 for 14 from 3. So, Baylor obviously was considerably better inside the three-point line than what Iowa State was, and that was really what turned this game the way that it did. And if you ask me, and the Cyclones had more shots than Baylor did, so it's not like the Bears were dominating them on the offensive glass or anything, but it just was they were able to make the looks that they got from inside of the three-point line, and Iowa State wasn't. The Cyclones had a 32-30 lead at halftime, outscored 51-35 in the second half. Baylor went into their zone, and they were really able to sit back, and it really limited what Lindell Wigginton was able to do. Scored 14 points in the first half, and then was held scoreless after halftime. Went shot just 4-14 from the field, and then had a career high 8 assists. So he's did a nice job in his distributor role that he's had to play a little bit here for. Since Nick Weiler-Babb is sitting out right now with an injury. But really, I think when the game changed was when Solomon Young and Cameron Lard both got into some foul trouble early on in the second half, especially Cam, picked up the third and fourth fouls on consecutive possessions. And then Solomon picked up, I think, his third on a possession shortly after that that ended up getting Steve Prohm a technical, and it just, there was a stretch right there where Iowa State had some guys, key guys, get into some foul trouble plus the technical, and it just, things were really not going Iowa State's way. But when those two guys were sitting out, it gave Luwala Chool, an opening to get some buckets, 10 points, 14 boards for him tonight. Terry Mastin had a career high 23 points. It seems like he's played some of his best college games so far here against the Cyclones. It seems like his name always comes up when Iowa State and the Bears are doing battle here in the last couple seasons. Another note, Cameron Lard finished the game 14 points, 9 boards, and 4 blocks. His first block of the game broke Jared Homan's program record for blocks in a season by a freshman. That's obviously a big time record, and it's really cool to see Cam having that kind of success. And I think that's the role that people really saw him thriving in entering this season more than they've seen him thrive on the offensive end of the floor. And he was really limited in what he was able to do. Had 6 points, I think, coming out of halftime, but had to sit for a large stretch of the second half due to those fouls, and yet he was still able to put up some pretty nice numbers on the night despite that. Donovan Jackson had, 3 points in the game against the Bears at Hilton last month. Comes out tonight, finishes with 15 points, 4 of 10 shooting from the field, and Zarian Talley scores 12 points on 5 of 15 shooting. And that's just, I think that's probably what Baylor's game plan was to allow Zarian Talley or make Zarian Talley, Cam Lard, and Solomon Young beat them. And obviously, Iowa State wasn't able to do that. Those guys just weren't able to knock down shots at a high enough clip to let the allow the Cyclones to come out with a win tonight. You did get 5 points from Terrence Lewis, knocked down a three-pointer for the first time since December 30th, so hopefully he can turn that into some momentum here moving forward in Big 12 play, and because I think that he's somebody that really could help Iowa State if he can show some of that potential that he did when he was in high school, and if he can translate that up to the college level, he can be somebody that can really help space for the floor for the Cyclones as long as Nick Wyler-Babb is out here over the next week or 2 weeks or whatever it ends up being. So that's some of my thoughts on Iowa State's loss to Baylor in Waco. Once again, our Instant Reaction podcast is brought to you by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, check them out in Ankeny or Stewart, and we will talk to you guys again soon.